Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Sherry believes that we're all psychic, and she's the expert in understanding the various ways that intuition naturally surfaces and activating your most powerful and natural wisdom, your psychic knowing. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. Tap into the divine within to harness your innate ability to co-create abundance, harmonious relationships, joy, and well-being in a fun and interesting way. Now, here's your host, Sherry Dillard.
Hello, everybody. I hope you're all having a wonderful Thursday. I'm so glad you're here today, and I'm so glad to be visiting with you. We're going to have a good show today. I'm looking forward to it. You know, every week we're here, we're talking about different topics and interesting things. Being an intuitive, doing psychic work, doing readings, you know, that includes a lot of things in life. Sometimes I think that we kind of forget that. And I've been having guests on lately that kind of, you know, span the horizon of different kinds of work, different modalities they're working with, and it's all under that big umbrella, I feel, of awareness, growth, all of that nice kind of intuitive energy that is beyond. Sometimes we think of it primarily as giving readings and giving guidance, which is, of course, an important aspect of this work. But it's also about empowering ourselves. It's about kind of going into our own inner voice, our own inner wisdom, and our compassion, and living really the ultimate is really living our best lives day to day, every day, and finding that inner peace. So today, in that kind of spirit, what we're going to do is we're going to talk to an author. Her name is Jean Adrian. She is an author, healer, teacher, and the creator of Quantum Change. She assists people in discovering and activating their own personal power, and that's kind of what we're going to talk to her about today. She's a graduate of Florida State University with a BA in psychology, and she's also completed the University of the South's four-year education for ministry program. She developed and teaches the Inner Speak breakthrough coaching method, and she works out of Atlanta, Georgia, by phone or in person, doing readings, coaching, and clearing sessions. She's got a few books, Reframe Your World, Conscious Living in the New Reality, and Soul Adventures. And the book that we're going to probably most talk about today is Power Tools, The Ultimate Owner's Manual for Personal Empowerment. So, Jean, are you here with us?
I am, Sherry. How are you?
I'm wonderful. So glad to have you here.
Oh, you know, it's my honor and pleasure. Thank you, Sherry.
We've got a real Southern show today, too. I'm in North Carolina. You're in Atlanta. And who would have thought, huh? We're in the Bible Belt, and we're talking about all of this kind of fun stuff.
I tell you, mm-hmm. You know,
wonderful.
There's a place for it everywhere.
Yeah, that's really true. And it's really, I know in my area here in Raleigh-Durham area, it's spirituality, metaphysics is just in full bloom. It's huge. Yeah. So tell us, the creator of Quantum Change, what is Quantum Change?
Well, you know, I think quantum change, you know, like quantum physics, has to do with not making your change one little baby step at a time. But in my reality, it's stepping into the field of pure potential and going from zero to 75 miles an hour immediately. You know, it's letting go of all the things that we're attached to, reframing our reality into a higher consciousness, and that can be done in the blink of an eye.
Wow, that's exciting. So, I'm real curious how you kind of came to that. How did that develop in your own life? The idea of change.
Yeah, you know, it happened to me because of a healing crisis. I think a lot of us get knocked to our knees, you know, before we will step into our power.
Right.
And for me, it was a healing crisis, and it was around anger management. For most of my life, I've been, had the world's longest fuse, and I've just, put up, shut up, disassociated, and let it happen, and did that until about, 1990 was when I really kind of stepped onto my path with this stuff. And I was doing high-tech sales in a corporate environment, and I had gotten to this place where I was just so angry that, the day didn't pass where something would push my buttons, upset me to the point that I would have to go to the bathroom, cry, wash my face, put my makeup back on, and then go back into the office. But I was having a harder time to keep the lid on it. In fact, the director of technology for the company that I was working for basically forbade me to come back into his office because I'd argued with him one time too many, because I had to be right, and I was just like, aha. And somebody had told me along the way about energy medicine. I didn't really understand what it was, really wasn't interested until things had gotten so rocky that I was really concerned I was going to lose my job. And I was a single mother with two kids, so that just really wasn't a good potential for me there. So I went and dug up my notes, and I had written this guy's name down in the back of a checkbook register. And luckily, I was still in the same checkbook register, and I was able to find his name and his phone number. And I called him, and I booked an appointment with him, and he did some healing work on me that within the course of an hour, I was able to let go of all of this anger, and really fear was the underlying piece of it. I walked out of his door back to being Jean, the Jean that, that was likable and nice to be around and even liked myself. And the bottom line on it had to do with the fact that I had been trying to be things that I wasn't for a long time. And, I was trying to be everything everybody wanted me to be. And it had started in childhood, trying to be the good girl, and get good grades and be successful and be liked and be this. And then it was the being the good mother and then the good wife and keeping the house clean and cooking the good meals. And, it kept going on and on and on until I really had lost the grasp of who I really was. And I was just mad as hell about that, but I didn't know that, but it was coming out at very inappropriate times. And really, I was projecting it out on other people. And so the stuff that was coming forth from me was totally out of proportion to whatever would be the trigger that set me off.
Yeah. Wow. What kind of healer did you work with?
He did something called reunion, and are you familiar with that?
No, I'm not.
Yeah, it was it's a type of clearing that was kinesiology based.
Oh, okay.
And used mudras to kind of
interesting. Huh.
Yeah, to kind of tap into both sides of the brain and let you get what you needed to do to let go of the limiting beliefs and the attachments in that. Mm-hmm. And I was so impressed with the work. I went back to him a couple of times for other things, and then I asked him to teach me how to do what he did, and he was training people at the time. So I did that work, but more like a hobby. Mm-hmm. My ex-husband had said, you need to keep your day job, And after about 2 years of doing this sort of work, I opened a channel, and I think that happened because I was trusting my intuition. Mm-hmm. Because I was so shut down intuitively up to that point that, if it hadn't have been, I think, a muscle testing type of tool, which was very left-brained, I probably couldn't have done it because I wouldn't have trusted myself. But, I did it. I trusted. And then one day I was really driving. I was driving home from a class, and I heard a voice say, "You're done with reunion." And I'm like, "What?" And it repeated itself. And I was like, "Wait a minute. Don't be taking away my livelihood here, unless you got something better to offer." And then, of course, that voice went silent. And a few weeks later, I began to receive more information, and they began to tell me, you know, your new work is based on the number 9. It's based on sacred geometry. It's based on Christ consciousness.
That's very interesting.
And basically, I was dictated 144 files of information. I sat in front of a computer and typed for 3 months.
Wow.
Pretty much nonstop, receiving this work. I didn't have the presence of mind to ask who am I listening to here, who's talking to me and giving me this, because I felt so loved. You know, it was just such a blessed and blissed kind of thing that, you know,
I think that's probably even more important than the name, you know,
yeah,
that feeling. We're talking to Jean Adrian. Very fascinating story about how you got into this work. We're going to be coming back in just a moment. We're going to dig in a little bit more into her new book, Power Tools. Can't wait to hear that, Power Tools. You know, we all have them. We're all going to need them. So we are going to soon learn how to use them to our highest good. Coming back in just a moment with Jean Adrian.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Saskia has been helping clients around the world find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams, or to schedule your Soul Breakthrough Session with Saskia, or call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861. Or visit YourSoulGuidance.com. That's YourSoulGuidance.com to receive the Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 days.
Get Focused Radio with Kate Hennessy helps us refocus when life gets in the way. Tune in each Wednesday at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Don't miss this powerful hit show as Kate and her guests inspire you to become beyond amazing, overcome life's challenges, and truly become unstoppable. This hour of power filled with humor and insight will have you screaming yes to your life. For more information about Kate and the show, visit GetFocusedRadio.com.
What if being you created the change you would like to see in this world? What if there are tools to help you access you? This is Glenna Rice, Access Facilitator and the Questionable Parent, and I'm teaming up with Access Facilitator and former NFL running back Ricky Williams to teach Access the Bars Foundation and Level 1, 5 days to change your life, in Seattle, February 8th to the 12th. For details, go to accessconsciousness.com.
What if you could teach your child how to follow their own wisdom and make trustworthy decisions? The hit radio show Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay does just that. Tune in Mondays at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to learn practical and spiritual ways to teach young people how to become confident in who they are. Each week, Julie takes on tough topics that most parents dread, like bullying, peer pressure, self-esteem, social media, relationships, and even poor grades. For more information about Julie Kay, visit MindFocusGeneration.com.
Hello, everybody. We're back with Intuit University. This is Sherry Dillard. I'm speaking to Jean Adrian, and you can find Jean Adrian on the web at www.jeanadrian.com. Find out about her books and all of the very interesting, wonderful things that she's doing. During the break, Jean let me know that she is willing and ready to work with people on the phone today. If you'd like to give us a call, she developed cards, which I believe you said are the Inner Speak cards, Jean.
Yeah, it's a subset of the larger work that I channeled in.
Okay, great. Yeah. And now, if you would like to take advantage of this great opportunity, please give us a call. Brian will get you right in the queue to talk to Jean. 800-930-2819. That's toll-free number, 800-930-2819. We would love to hear from you. I know that I've got some people out there listening. Don't be timid. Please give us a call. We're going to get right back into some of what Jean has to share with us, which is so much. I want to talk a little bit, Jean, about the book.
Sure.
The new book that just, I think, just came out this year, didn't it?
It did. Just came out in January.
Wonderful. Yeah, it looks great, and it's a wonderful I love the cover, Power Tools. How did you come up with the concept for Power Tools?
Well, you know, I wanted to create a teaching tool that was something different. There's probably, you know, 1,001 self-help books out there today about personal empowerment. And, you know, I think a lot of the messages are becoming sort of same old, same old. So I wanted to get outside the box, and I decided to use the metaphor of everyday tools and how they can assist us in letting go of the stuff that's holding us back. And, you know, some of them are everyday tools that we have around the house. Some of them, like the very first tool, which is the jackhammer, is something we're familiar with, but, you know, not something that everybody's got out in their garage. But the jackhammer, its purpose, just to kind of give you an idea of how the book flows, its purpose is to bust up cement, right? You see the guys out in the roads, and they've got these giant jackhammers making a lot of noise and destroying concrete and asphalt and foundations and, you know, all that kind of thing. And so what the jackhammer does is it helps us to find our bedrock limiting beliefs, all those things that we think are the truth, and just get in there and bust them up so that we can examine the pieces and see if they really fit there, if we really resonate with them or not, so that we can change what our beliefs are to things that support us.
You know, Jean, we've got somebody here, Kathy.
Okay, cool.
Love to come through, I'm sure, and maybe find out more about the cards and your work with this. Kathy, are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
Hey, so thank you so much for calling. How are you today?
I'm doing okay. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Jean, I'm gonna let you kind of just jump in here with Kathy.
All right.
And see what's going on.
So, Kathy, how can we help you today?
Well, everything that you started out the show with seems to be all of feelings that have been resonating with me. And so I was very intrigued with the actual work that you had done with the gentleman that you went and saw, and how you got inspired to switch things from 0 to 75.
There you go. So are you dealing with issues around being angry and fed up? Is that what you're talking about here?
Well, I didn't really realize it until you brought out that point. So,
yeah, okay,
I guess that's the place to start.
Okay, great. All right. So, I work in surrender to spirit. So, just take a moment, surrender to spirit, and ask for help.
Okay.
All right. So, let's see where this is coming from. This is interesting. You're a little intuitive, aren't you?
Sometimes.
Yeah. So part of what is causing you to not, you know, be perfectly happy and content right now is that part of your path for this lifetime is to listen to folks on the other side of the veil and to help them get to the light or help them get the closure they need. And so when they touch you wanting assistance, it doesn't feel good. You know, they wouldn't do that to us from the other side of the veil if they realized that it would create pain and discomfort and issue in our life. But So the first card that I pull, the red cards, are the source cards. It's where the source of the discomfort's coming from. And on this, it says it's Veil of Death, that there's a soul on the other side of the veil that needs closure or help or forgiveness from you. This is a man. Is there anything that jumps out, you know, at you as far as who this might be? It's actually a man who killed himself.
Ooh.
Oh, no, yeah. I'm not aware of anyone.
Interesting. So this may just be somebody in your soul family that
or,
is...
You know what it is, too, I'm feeling, actually? Mm-hmm. I'm feeling like this is someone who has left the earth in that way and is not fully in spirit yet, has not
exactly.
gone into the light, and is looking... has attached or had not attached fully serious, you know, in that kind of serious way, but is looking to Kathy for help right now.
Yeah.
For her
it's
light,
like
her love to help, to have, you know,
exactly.
in some way for you to help him into the light.
How do you accomplish that if you're not familiar with who it might be?
Oh, it
doesn't matter.
No,
we're going to do it
matter
right
at
now.
All.
Yeah.
yeah.
And that's exactly right. And he basically he sees your light, Kathy, and he knows you can help him. And so he's reaching out to you. The setup that precipitated his taking his own life was that he didn't feel loved. And what this did to his soul was it caused him to have difficulty being in relationship with anyone. And the reason why he found you is because you're having relationship issues, you're having relationship difficulties, and that I think that's what you're dealing with. And that same frequency, like the law of attraction, has attracted him to you for help because he knows you'll be able to help. He's got a stuck belief. Let's see what that belief is, because apparently you're holding that one as well. And the belief is, I'm not taken seriously. So let's
agree with that.
Yeah, let's clear this. You know, it's all about right of vibration. So let's clear this and let's help him. And let me pull the green clearing cards. So the first thing it wants you to do is to connect heart to heart with this soul, this disembodied energy, and ask him, what can you do to help him? So just make that question and listen. And basically, he just wants forgiveness for taking his life, and he wants to be able to get to the other side, get to the light.
Well, and you know what I get, too? I get that he wants... You have so much love, Kathy. You know that? You have got so much love that I feel, since a young age, have not even been able to fully express. I think, you know, you're very shy as a child. Very sensitive, and this spirit is going to help you, because all you really need to do right now is just send him and love, your love, just open that up, know that you have it, and he's going to help, I mean, he's going to, you know, help you to do that, and you're going to help him to ascend into the light.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the next card says to call in an angel and ask for help. So the angel that I want you to call in, her name is Stamera. She's the angel of forgiveness. And I want you to call in Stamera and send Stamera to this man to help him to forgive himself and to forgive all the people who didn't give him the love that he wanted in his lifetime, you know, that led him to this place where he thought he had to take his own life. So just let Stamera be with him and help him. And the third card says to allow him to release his fear until it's all gone. So just kind of hold space for that. And once his fear is gone from him, and all the old judgments are gone, then he's ready to make his ascension. So what I want you to do now is I want you to create a traveling vehicle for him. In your imagination, Kathy, just make him a beautiful bottle like the I Dream of Jeannie show, the bottle that the genie lived in, and let him go into the bottle, put a cork in it, and give the bottle to Stamera, and let Stamera take this man to the light. Beautiful. And you receive blessings from the angels for calling in, having the courage to do this on the air. And the first blessing that you receive is the return of your authority, your power, and your confidence. And the second blessing card says synchronistic flow and good fortune. So, Kathy, it's gratitude that owns every clearing. So just take a moment and give thanks to your angels, teachers, and guides. And we thank you for calling in and sharing a bit of yourself.
Thank you so much, Kathy. Thank you for calling.
Oh, thank you. How will I know when he's ascended and it's all completed?
He's gone. It's done.
No, it's done.
Yeah, I was sitting here muscle testing as you did it, and he's gone. Mm-hmm. You did it. It's that simple.
Yeah.
God bless.
And Kathy,
that's
you can go on my website. If you just go on GeneAdrian.com and sign up for my newsletter, you'll get a link to the online version of these cards so that you can do this work on your own. And everybody that wants to do that, you know, it's free. You can do the same work for helping people. You know, anytime you feel a little bit scritchy, just go out there and use the cards and clear whatever's in your path.
Well, thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for calling, Kathy.
Thank you for your show.
We're going to have to take a break in just a moment. We're working with Jean Adrian. Thank you so much, Kathy, for having the courage to do that online. We really appreciate it. We're going to be back in a moment. We're talking about power tools. Let's see. It's been quite interesting, actually. It's been an interesting half hour, and we're going to continue with the fun in just a moment.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern for Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show. Check out Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley on TTRNetwork.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
Tune in to The Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio, each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with Sean and Jen will have you saying yes to as much abundance as you desire. Imagine a happier soul radiating energy in all areas of your life. Get ready to understand the meaning and the message in your life. Shift obstacles to opulence. Experience powerful, intuitive coaching, live readings, and transformative tools as Sean and Jen dare you to live your best life.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Hello, everybody. We're back with Intuit University. I'm Sherry Dillard, and you can learn more about me on www.sherrydillard.com. Please sign up for my newsletter. I'd love to send you out a little bit of what I'm up to. And we've also got Jean Adrian here, and her website is www.jeanadrian.com. And we're talking about her new book, Power Tools. We're talking about quantum change. And she's helping a few of our callers with whatever it is that maybe they're feeling blocked or stuck with, or maybe just need a little bit of insight. And one of the ways that we've been doing this is with her cards, Inner Speak. And if you would like to know more about the cards, Jean Adrian, how would they do that? How would people go about finding out more about this?
Yeah, so they can go on my website, jeanadrian.com, and if they sign up for my newsletter, they'll get an automatic email that will come back and give them a free subscription to use the online version of these cards so that they can do clearings for themselves. Now, the cards are actually a deck of cards. You can buy the cards on Amazon or on my website, but the online version is available to you for free.
Okay.
And, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That sounds wonderful. Now, I think, Brian, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Can you hear me, Brian? Hey, Brian. We got a couple callers, I hear.
Yes, we do. Why don't we start with Barbara from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Alrighty.
Welcome to the Sherry Dillard Show.
Hi, Barb. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good. Are you feeling okay?
I'm a little under the weather today.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. Thank you for calling. All right, we're going to pass you over here to Jean, and she's going to jump in and kind of maybe see what we can stir up for you.
Sure. So, Barbara, how can we help you today?
Well, excuse me. I'm not really sure, but I was encouraged to call in. I guess the one thing that you might be able to help me with is I'm going through kind of a bad sort of divorce. I'm already separated from someone, but mm-hmm. we're trying to separate all our, you know, earthly belongings, and I just meeting her with an awful lot of resistance and mm-hmm. anger and, you know, a lot of negativity, and I'm just trying to figure out how to move through it all.
Okay, so let's work on that so that you can move into a place of peace. So take a moment, surrender to spirit, and ask for help. And the source card on this one is something that happened to you in this lifetime. Let's see, was she less than five? Was she five and ten? Five, six, seven, eight. What happened to you when you were 9 years old?
I don't know.
Well, let's pull two of the orange cards. The orange cards are the setup. Let's see if this will give you a clue. We can clear it without you even remembering it, but something happened when you were 9 years old that's causing you to feel the way you're feeling today, the resentment, the frustration, and the anger. And the first setup card says you were punished for something that you didn't do, punished for another's misdeeds. And the second card says denied infidelity. So somebody was not true to you. They maybe lied to you or betrayed you in some way, and you got punished for something you didn't do. The yellow cards, the third set of the cards, are the soul reaction. Let's see what this did to your soul, because this is where you're resonating right now. And what it did to your soul, it says your instincts and your self-worth were wounded by what happened. So I think you're probably feeling very wounded right now, and that's why you guys can't seem to find a middle road without angry words and, you know, punching each other's buttons and hurting each other. And there's a stuck belief that you created for yourself when you were 9 years old, and that stuck belief is, I don't deserve. So let's clear this, Barbara, so that you can move out of, you know, 9-year-old energy and move into grown-up energy in a love space. And, you know, your contract, I look at the contract between the two of you, and the contract is complete. Whatever you came together to do, you've done. But we need to end it in a loving manner so that you don't set up more issue that you have to deal with later on. All right. So what I want you to do is I want you to go find 9-year-old Barbara. Close your eyes and go back in time and find 9-year-old Barbara. And 9-year-old Barbara is very angry about getting punished for something she didn't do and the betrayal around that. And I want you to help her to let go of all that anger. Just let all that anger come flying off of her like the sparks on a sparkler on the 4th of July. And as all this anger is coming off of little 9-year-old Barbara, I want you to help her to forgive. She needs to forgive whoever it was that did this to her, whoever it was that betrayed her, and whoever it was that caused her to take the fall for something she didn't do. And then she needs to forgive herself, because little 9-year-old Barbara is carrying a lot of blame. At some level, she actually bought into the fact that she must have done whatever this was, because why would they punish her if she hadn't really been complicit in it? So help her to forgive herself as well. And the final clearing says that you have, at age 9, you created this protection barrier around yourself. It looks like a transparent egg on the outside of your field. You know the little Easter eggs that we unscrew when we put candy in them and we hide them for children at Easter? That's what this looks like, except it's perfectly clear, but it's hard. And so your creations and your love and your intentions are not able to get outside that barrier. And at the same time, you're not able to receive through the barrier the love of others. So it's just kind of a block. So I want you to look out at the edge of your field, and I want you to find that transparent egg and just dissolve it. You created it. You can clear it with your intention and your attention. Let it go. And there it goes. Now let all the anger that you're holding on, let it escape. Perfect. And you receive blessings for having the courage to call in today. And the first blessing that you receive, the card says, courage to follow your heart's command. And the second blessing you receive is opening to miracles. So, Barbara, it's gratitude that owns the clearing. So just take a moment and give thanks to your angels, your teachers, and your guides. And I hope this helps.
Yes, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Barbara, for calling. I really appreciate it. I hope you're feeling better.
Yeah, I think she's gone.
Oh, she's gone. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's see. We've got a few minutes. I know we do have another caller coming in. We might take her into the next segment. I'd like to just kind of touch a little bit for a moment more, Adrian. Jean, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
You almost have like two first names here. Huh?
Yeah. Well, actually, you know, Adrian is my middle name.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I like that. I'm actually trying to go more to my first name and middle name, too.
Yeah.
All right. So in this new book, Power Tools, there's a lot of metaphors with tools. Why do we not embrace our power? Why do you, and what benefits do we get when we do embrace our power?
Sure. Well, you know, we get started early on in playing small. You know, the first word I think that most kids actually recognize is no. You know, and parents and guardians and teachers and all that, we surround a child with no for protection. You know, no, don't stick your finger in a light socket. No, don't run into the street, you know. But we begin to think that we shouldn't do, we can't have. You know, those no's become the predominant piece of our reality. Because early on, you know, we can't really discriminate between what's true and what's not true. We just, everything we hear, we see, we taste, we touch, we smell, we think is the truth.
Right.
And so that's how the bedrock of foundational beliefs happen. And then as we get older, we begin to think that, wow, if I stood in my power, I might hurt somebody's feelings.
Mm-hmm.
So we back off so we don't hurt anybody. And, you know, I also believe that lifetime after lifetime, we've stood in our power and we got hurt ourselves for it, you know, hung or killed or punished or whatever, you know. So there are all those old lessons from other lifetimes and from things that happened to our ancestors that hang around, that keep us from actually embracing who we really are and standing in our power and speaking our truth. And you wanted to know what we get when we actually do that. Well, when you actually stand in your power, you began to realize that, wow, there's really not anything that you can't create for yourself. You are the consummate creator. But unless you embrace your power, you aren't able to see that clearly. So, you know, once you do step into your power, then you can step into conscious creation and you can begin to manifest the things that you want to manifest in your life. And it's beautiful. You can live in heaven on earth without having to die.
Yeah, that's wonderful, isn't it? You can the transformation is just incredible when you really embrace that. We're talking to Jean Adrian. We're talking about her book, Power Tools. This is Intuit University. I'm Sherry Dillard, and we're going to come right back.
Change your coffee experience forever with Camino Island Coffee Roaster. Fair trade, certified organic, shade-grown delicious coffee. The Camino Island Coffee Roasters are giving back. Receive a free pound of the most popular single origin coffee, Papua New Guinea, to the first 250 callers. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. Just pay $8.95 shipping and handling, and you can try triple certified coffee for yourself. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. This is a free pound of coffee that retails at $16.95. Once you've tried this coffee, you will automatically be enrolled in the Coffee Lovers Club for free and will always receive free shipping and nearly 30% off retail of your coffee orders. This coffee is going to knock your socks off. That number again is 855-GET-TOP-1. We say top one because this coffee is the top 1% grade. That's 855-438-8671.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
The call for activation has been sounded. Will you step up to answer? I'm Vila Lucas, and I'm here to empower you to break through to the greater you. Using ancient mystery school technology adapted to our modern times, I will guide you to the next level of your greatness. The time is now. Let me, Vila Lucas, be your breakthrough connection. Connect with me today, thebreakthroughconnection.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for Quantum Techniques Talk Radio. Bring healing to chaos. This hit show will empower you to take charge of your own healing and take back your life. You'll be reminded of your innate connection to the divine through the teachings of world-renowned healing practitioners who'll provide the tools necessary to discover how to heal yourself and others. Did you know you can even prevent disease? Absolutely. Get ready to invoke the miracle of self-healing physical or non-physical causes of stress, pain, and illness. Discover toxins, pathogens, structural issues, trauma, emotions, relationships, generational issues, spiritual problems, and wrong beliefs blocking you from living a phenomenal life. Break free from the chaos and take charge of your own healing. Visit quantumtechniques.com for more information.
Hello, everybody. This is Sherry Dillard, Intuit University. Thank you so much for listening. And again, you can find me at www.sherrydillard.com. I'd love for you to sign up for my newsletter, find out what I'm up to, classes, other activities. And we've got Jean Adrian here. Her website is www.jeanadrian.com. She has been delighting us all today, informing us, coaching us, and helping us all to kind of get more in touch with our power, to clear out some of what we no longer need so we can embrace truly what we really would like to be experiencing in life. We're going to jump right into a caller. I think this is Jennifer. Are you there, Jennifer?
I am.
Thank you so much for calling today. I appreciate that. And you having a good day?
I am. I hope you are. Sounds like y'all are.
Yeah, we're having fun today. All right, we've got Jean here. I'm going to let her take over right now to just kind of go through her process with you.
So, Jennifer, how can I help you today? What's going on that you need to shift?
What I guess I need to, I guess shift is the right word. I feel like I'm being sort of pushed a little bit, and I don't know from who, but to help sort of repair a relationship. My father's going to be 70 this June, and he has not spoken to his brother in a very, very long time. His other brother and his two sisters have no desire to talk to him, just because of things that have transpired in the past, but yet I still am getting this message that I need to contact him for some reason or to help. And it's just, I feel like I'm in it because I don't want to upset my aunts and uncles and my father, but I feel like it's bigger than that. So,
oh, absolutely it is. Yeah. Oh, sweetie, you're what I call a light bearer. And you came into this lifetime to assist your ancestors. And this is an ancestral thing. This is your father's father's issue. And, you know, I think the Master Jesus said the sins of the fathers are visited on the sons up to seven generations. Well, truth is, it doesn't stop at seven. That's just one of those magic numbers that means as long as it takes for somebody to stand up and say, whoa, enough of this insanity. And that's really why you're being pushed, because it's like your job. You signed up for it before you were born. So we're going to be clearing your grandfather, which clears your father. It also clears you, and it goes backwards through the lineage as well. The cards are saying happened to your grandfather. The first card says child or loved one taken away. This is manifested in this rift between your father and his brother. The second card says punished for another's misdeeds. The soul reaction on this is that the ability to be in relationship has been disrupted. So this is a family that has had relationship issues for a long time, and you're going to step up to the plate to assist this to end now. And so good for you, sweetie. There's a stuck belief. Let me pull the blue card. And the belief is I'm not lovable. So let's pull three of the green clearing cards and let's do what they say so that you can put an end to this and help your grandfather and your father as well. So the first clearing card says to look for areas of old stuck energy in your body and in your field. These are old thought forms that you inherited, came in on your DNA from your grandfather. And I want you just to ask God and the angels to take all this old stuck energy out of your body and out of your field, because you don't need to be carrying this information any longer. It wasn't yours to begin with. And while you're doing that, just kind of ask that your vibration be raised as high as is humanly possible for you. Okay. Cool. And let's see what the next card is. So I want you, it's a heart chakra issue. That was your grandfather's heart was shut down, your father's heart is shut down. Your heart has some blocks around it as well. I want you to put your attention on your heart center. Invite your heart center to open and to release all the wounds that are stored inside there. All the lack of forgiveness, all the resentment that has been passed down from the grandfather through your father and into you. And as you release it, they release it as well. And then let's help your grandfather. There's a piece of his soul that is stuck here on the earth plane. So I want you just to create him a beautiful bottle, a traveling vehicle, and invite him to go inside the bottle and put a cork in it and give it to Archangel Michael and let him take your grandfather to the light. Cool. Good work, sweetie. It's just that simple. And you receive blessings for calling in and asking for help. And oh, this first blessing is beautiful. It says a centeredness and calmness that will enable you to see what you need to do and accomplish your purpose. Wow, got chills on that. And the second blessing is synchronistic flow and good fortune. So as you do this and help your father to heal this rift, it's going to go smoothly. You don't have to worry about it. It's all taken care of. And it's gratitude that owns this. So just take a moment and give thanks to your angels, teachers, and guides. And we thank you
for calling in.
Good luck with this.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, thank you, Jean. This has been wonderful. I'm learning and growing, and I can feel the change even with me as you work through these. It's kind of funny how that happens, you know?
Well, you know, everybody who listens to this show will get the same kind of healing and curing.
Right.
Yeah, because we're all connected. We are all one.
Right. We are all one, and we are all feeling the energy move as you move it for others. And I really appreciate that. We've got a few minutes. Why don't you tell us, Jean, what's important for us to know about you, about the book, anything in the few minutes we have? What would you like to share with us?
Sure. Well, you know, the book is basically a guidebook. It's like an owner's manual. We came into these lifetimes without owner's manuals. And I don't know if you're like me, but, you know, every time I buy some piece of technical gear, it has an owner's manual with it. And I usually just sort of pitch it in a pile and I don't dig it out until I get in trouble, you know, trying to install or use whatever it was I bought.
Right.
So the main reason I wrote this book was so we could have an owner's manual to use before we get to that place where we get hung up, you know?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So because we don't have to. This lifetime wasn't meant to be hard. We just create it that way. So, you know, that's the main thing about the book. The InnerSpeak coaching that I've been doing on here, the cards are a great, easy tool to use. And, you know, like I said, I invite people just to go on my website, sign up for the newsletter and get their link for it. But I also teach the full work. It's a complete turnkey coaching modality. And the next class is going to be in April in Atlanta. So, you know, if there's anybody in the South that really wants to come to Atlanta, the class will be, I think it's April 11th and 12th. It's a Saturday, Sunday here in Atlanta. I also teach it as a webinar. So if you're farther away than in the South and you're okay with learning on the web, I offer it on, you know, as a webinar. And people can find that on the classes page of my website.
That's exciting. That's really nice. So you really, how long have you been working with the InnerSpeak?
12 years now.
Oh, wonderful.
And this is all I do. I do sessions full time and you know, I'm really in my passion with it. And you know, that's really another, I guess, big tip I would like to give your listeners, that when you can find your passion, everything will fall into place and your passion will fuel you and will also provide you all the financial wherewithal that you require to live in the lifestyle you want to live in. Mm-hmm. It's about being in your passion and doing what you came here to do. Then everything goes smoothly.
Yeah, it really does. It's kind of interesting, too, that, you know, so often we don't understand the link between that and abundance.
Because right.
Abundance seems so kind of logical and we have to play by the rules, but the truth is that the rules you need to play with are really your own spirit's rules,
your own
heart's rules, and and that's kind of, and you know, we're all individuals in that too. I've found, you know, what works for someone, what your passion is and what someone else's is and mine is and whoever, we just got to find our own. We all have our own unique expression of that and work with that. It's been great having you today as a guest. I certainly hope everybody, please check you out a little bit more. Jean Adrian, jeanadrian.com. Wonderful show today. I so much appreciate all the work you've done for the listeners. And I hope everybody continues to grow and learn. And I look forward to talking to you all again next week.
You've been listening to Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard.
Tune in each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. Each week, Sherry will combine call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as she supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information about Sherry and to schedule your personal session, visit www.sherrydiller.com. That's www.sherrydiller.com. See you next week on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat Show's the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.